Anything new in terms of the pathogenesis of the disease in that regard? I thought I read something about the fact that they're tumor suppressor cells or something with pancreatic cancer. Am I remembering that right?
There's been a lot of interest in, for example, tumor stem cells in pancreatic cancer. That's one arena that is sort of ripe for exploration and where there might be particular agents that are sort of trying to target that particularly stubborn chemo-resistant subpopulation of cells. You know, we have a pretty decent handle on the pathogenesis of pancreatic cancer in terms of the specific both oncogenic mutations, tumor suppressor genes that are associated with pancreatic cancer. We're also realizing that it's not just the cancer cells themselves, but the tumor microenvironment probably plays a huge role in terms of the maintenance and growth and spread of pancreatic cancers. So a lot of these novel agents that are being tested right now in clinical trials are really focusing on modifying or targeting the tumor stroma. And that tumor microenvironment is a very immunosuppressive microenvironment, so you're not really seeing a rich T cell infiltrate. And that's part of the reason why, frankly, immune checkpoint inhibitors by themselves are not effective and why we need to think more about combinatorial strategies.
I had a favorite poll question that I would ask at meetings, and nobody knew the answer because somebody mentioned this to me in an interview. I never even thought about it, which was the apparent fact that, you know, that desmoplastic reaction that we all know about with the primary, apparently you see that same thing, am I right, in the Mets?
So the answer is you see some, but not quite as much, that characteristic desmoplastic stroma and increased tumor interstitial pressures is really highest in the primary pancreatic tumor. It's less in the nodal metastases and even less in visceral base metastases. So you can look at the stromal index, and if you look at different studies, it probably does go down as you're dealing with extra pancreatic sites.
Well, that's even more interesting and kind of makes sense.